Now, in just under 2 hours' time, Armagh and Galway will line out for the start of the All-Ireland Senior Football Final. The last and only time Armagh won was in 2002. The last time Galway won was in 2001. So as long as there's not a draw today, today will end the famine of more than 20 years for one of those counties. And either Aidan Forker from Armagh or Sean Kelly of Galway will lift the Sam Maguire and maybe make one of those iconic speeches at Croke Park. But what does it take to make a memorable victory speech? Well, Dr. Siobhan Doyle is a cultural historian who works at the National Museum and has lectured at TU Dublin and has written about exactly that on RTE Brainstorm. And she's been telling me more about what makes a memorable GAA speech.
Like, it's a pretty big task for one person to sum up the emotions of themselves, of the team and of the county. But I suppose a good starter would be to acknowledge those involved and all of those that have got the team to where they are, the supporters, the backroom team. Some people also like to look backwards and think about how far they've come and, you know, the losses that they might have had before, the obstacles that they've had to overcome to win this match. But I suppose it's also important to entertain as well. You don't want the people there to tune out. So that's where we get some good one-liners as well that make some of those speeches really memorable.
That's right. And we'll talk about that in a second. What about, though, making the speech Os Gaeilge? We've had a few of those down through the years. What impact does the use of our native language have?
Yeah, they're some of the most iconic speeches, in my opinion, to be honest. You've John Fenton from Cork in 1984, Daryl Caneja from Kerry in 2004, and Sean O'Gahalpin's in 2005 as well was completely Os Gaeilge. And I think one of Sean O'Gahalpin's regrets was that he didn't incorporate the language of Fiji, where his mother is from, within that speech. But yeah, they can be really powerful moments as well to use the native language to show those emotions in those very historic moments.
They can. But as you were saying, though, the truly memorable speeches, they all have a phrase or a couple of words in them that really stand out. I mean, let's listen to this one from Anthony Daly after the Munster hurling final in 1997.
Every Clare man, woman and child came to Cork this weekend on a mission. Our mission was to show that we're no longer the whipping boys of Munster.
No longer the whipping boys of Munster. And Clare went on to win that final in 1997. And those punchy phrases, I suppose, speaking really from the heart, isn't it? That makes a memorable speech.
Absolutely. And Anthony Daly said that those were some of the easiest speeches that he ever had to make, because I suppose the county has been building up to it for so long. That was 97 that you just played, and they won in 95 as well. And that was an 81-year wait for the whole county. So, you know, there's quite a lot of pressure on people like him to make that speech and to encapsulate, you know, that long wait and how they're feeling afterwards. So it's a really tricky task. It's actually hard to know, you know, whether they've spent a lot of time preparing these speeches or whether they just go with what they're thinking in the moment.
Yes, and especially after a long wait. And here's another one made after, I think, a 28-year wait for senior victory. This was Martin Storey in 1996.
This is an unbelievable day for me and the Wexford team. I can't describe to you what it meant to be. It's been a boyhood dream of mine to hurling Crow Park. That was my dream. Hello to the captain of Wexford team and a great Wexford team to victory. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been described as the bridesmaids of hurling. Well, today we got married.
Today we got married, and then not all the speeches, Siobhan, are, I suppose, they're not all as inspirational as that. Let's go back to 2011, Dublin's Brian Cullen, and the mention of a certain Dublin nightclub.
Lastly, I want to give a mention to Kerry. That he's been an unbelievable force for the best part of a decade. You've been the team to beat as long as I've been watching the game. You're a fabulous outfit. You're there year in, year out. and you're always the team to beat, and I've no doubt next year you'll be the team to beat. I'd like 3 cheers for Kerry. Hip hip! Hip hip! Hip hip! See you all in Coppers! Yeah!
See you all in Coppers. And I suppose that just goes to show, doesn't it, really, that the important part of the day is played on the field and maybe the celebration afterwards.
Yeah, and I mean, Brian Cullen himself says that you know, that's what he was thinking in the moment. It just came out, and now that's what he's been remembered for. He still has people shouting it at him in the streets, but yeah, he was just looking further forwards to the rest of the night. But yeah, that was one of the more memorable ones.
Quite a moment. What is the most iconic speech in GAA history?
Oh, do you know what? There's so many of them, and we've gone through a lot of them here, and we may get even more iconic ones to come later on today. But for me, I suppose, and I'll use my extremely Wexford bias, and it's one that struck me last year, wasn't on the biggest of stages, wasn't on an inter-county stage, but it was at the Wexford Senior Hurling County Final when Navena won their second their second ever county title, and Conor MacDonald, the Wexford forward, was the captain that day. And what struck me about his speech was how conscious he was of the opposition. And he said, I won't do the 3 cheers thing. I hate the 3 cheers for the losing side. I hate being on the other end of it. So can we just give a round of applause for the Oilgate team and their friends and family? And I just thought, for him in that moment of, you know, such pride for him and his parish and his club to be so conscious of the opposition, I just thought it was a really remarkable gesture.
And shows a sense of community as well, doesn't it? You know.
Yeah, definitely.
And I suppose, look, we're going to finish on a very memorable speech, or maybe it's not the speech here that was memorable, but it was the song. And this was the West Awake after the All-Ireland final. Tell us about that.
So this is Joe Connolly, who was only 23 or 24 at the time when he captained Galway to their hurling title in 1980, and he spoke Os Gaeilge really well about the Irish diaspora and how they're with them today in Croke Park. He referred to Muintir na Gaeilge and just gave a really rousing speech afterwards, but ended on a lovely note with a rousing rendition of The West Awake.
Let's hear it.
Muintir na Gaeilge. People of Galway, we love you.
Well, if somebody said to me, who is your man of the game, I'd have no doubt in naming that man here. And that is Michael Keneally. And now, there is the striking up of the West Awake.
That was Joe McDonagh there singing the West Awake, and Dr. Siobhan Doyle, that would put the hair standing in the back of your neck. That had all the elements, didn't it? That ticked all the boxes. You had the iconic phrases, the Irish language, and then the song.
Yes, and he also mentioned, people of Galway, we love you. And of course, that reflected that the Pope's visit earlier that year when he said, young people of Ireland, I love you. So he was very much mirroring, you know, kind of current affairs and what was happening at the time. So that was a really nice touch and really well thought out as well.
And the religious experience of the day. Well, listen, Dr. Siobhan Doyle, cultural historian at the National Museum of Ireland and lecturer at TU Dublin, thank you for talking to us today.